For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Vice President Pence in New Guinea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Talks says that he's seen news reports of CIA claims that the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. The CIA finding supports efforts from members of Congress who are seeking sanctions against Saudi Arabia.
What I can tell you is what President and I have made clear is that the murder of Jamal Khashoggi was an atrocity. It was also an affront to a free and independent press.
Here in the U.S., the White House is temporarily reinstating access for CNN correspondent Jim Acosta after a U.S. judge ruled they'd been revoked without due process. President Trump commented on that decision.
Decorum. You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
Trump has told his staff to simply walk out if reporters don't use decorum in future news conferences. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Democrats in the House of Representatives will select their nominee for Speaker the week after Thanksgiving. A final vote on the House floor will take place in January. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown says Congress will have a new look in January.
Got an exciting new Congress. It's the most diverse Congress that we've seen in the history of this country. I'm looking forward to the 116th Congress so we can get some good bipartisan legislation done.
As far as the leadership shakeup in the House, he predicts the top three Democrats will be Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and Jim Clyburn. Brexiteers are staging a determined attempt to keep up the pressure on Prime Minister Theresa May. British Conservative Member of Parliament Nadine Dorries tells Sky News May's Brexit deal is not viable and says most MPs will vote against her in a confidence vote.
I wouldn't actually be surprised if it isn't a 48 and that what Mr. Brady wants to do, possibly on Monday, is to contact people who have submitted their letters to see if they still want to leave their letters submitted.
48 votes are needed to trigger a vote on the Prime Minister's leadership. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Will Nancy Pelosi get the votes to be Speaker of the House again? USA Radio's Wendy King says she's got most of the House women on her side.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for Speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
18 Democrats have signed a letter saying they will not support Pelosi as House Speaker, including Ohio Representative Marsha Fudge, who may jump into the race herself. A missing Argentine naval submarine has been found a year and a day after it vanished in the South Atlantic with 44 crew members on board. The wreckage of the ARA San Juan, which suffered an implosion, was found about 2,850 feet down on the ocean floor. Family members at the Navy headquarters were shown three images of the remains of the San Juan's sail or tower and bow sections. Hours before the wreckage was positively identified, the Argentine Navy tweeted an image of the point of interest on the seabed, suggesting that a 60-meter-long object might be the missing vessel. It was found by an American company contracted by Argentina to locate the submarine. Alaska's newly elected governor will be sworn in above the Arctic Circle, marking a first for that state. Republican governor-elect Mike Dunleavy will become Alaska's top elected official December 3rd. That's when he takes the oath of office in the tiny Inupiat Eskimo village of Nordvik, where his Alaska native wife, Rose, grew up. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.